Hello, and welcome back to the Diverse Jobs Matter podcast, in which we discuss diversity and inclusion issues in the workplace. I'm your host, Amelia, and today I will be talking about the role of neurodiversity in innovation. Neurodiversity is the range of differences in individual brain function and behavioural traits. This means that the term refers to the range of ways in which individuals interact with the world. In a workplace, for example, one issue may be seen and approached in diverse ways by different workers, depending on their unique brain function and behaviours. With around 15 to 20% of people identifying as neurodivergent, it is essential that every workplace fosters an environment that is comfortable and welcoming to everyone, not just those who happen to be neurotypical. By harnessing the unique affordances associated with people who have ADHD, autism, or dyslexia as examples, not only can make your workplace more inclusive, but can also make it more impactful and productive. On the other hand, neurodivergent individuals can sustain emotional harm from social exclusion and inequality because they may not fulfill the behavioural patterns that we expect. For some people with autism, for example, it may not be the differences themselves that cause suffering, but the social standards that exclude them. It is therefore imperative that our social standards in and outside of the workplace are interrogated and developed. Just because someone has done something in a way that is different from how you might expect, does not mean that it is wrong. It is this difference of approach that can be harnessed to add real productive value to the output of the modern workplace. So how do you embrace neurodiversity and build an inclusive workplace? Firstly, I would suggest educating all employees about neurodiversity, what it means, and how the subject area should be approached. Also, it is important that this training is led or supported by people who are themselves neurodivergent. Lived experience is essential to facilitate understanding. You can provide unconscious bias training to help everyone see how their own behaviours are already moulded around ingrained social scripts and norms. Secondly, it is important to make sure that all employees know that they are able to make reasonable adjustments to fit their own neurological needs. People cannot work at full capacity if they are being restricted because of neurological factors that are outside of their control. For example, if someone has ADHD, they may be able to achieve more and feel better if they are given shorter deadlines and tasks that are frequently switched up. You could also help by maintaining a neat office environment, which would help with concentration. If you have ADHD and are finding that you are facing challenges in the workplace that are associated with your neurodivergence, there are some accommodations that you can request from your workplace. You can negotiate with employers to be allowed short breaks throughout the working day. You can suggest that longer meetings incorporate breaks or occur during a time at which you may feel you work best, for example, in the morning. You could also ask to work somewhere that is quiet to avoid any unnecessary distractions. If there's nowhere else to work, perhaps you could ask your employer for desk partitions or noise-cancelling headphones. An office should be designed to make sure that everyone is comfortable and able to reach their full productive potential, not just those who are neurotypical and whose behaviours and reactions align with arbitrary social norms. Now, let's get back to the positive side. Why is it so impactful to harness the behavioural differences of the diverse people in your team? The ability of some people with ADHD to switch between tasks means that they are able to work quickly on multiple projects at once. When we allow people to work how they perform best, it adds real value not only to the environment of the workplace, but to its productivity. Encouraging neurodiversity allows your company to flourish, as the people within it are supported to work to their full capacity. Some examples of the affordances of neurodiversity are as follows. Studies have shown that people with dyslexia tend to think outside the box, finding unique solutions that a neurotypical person might never perceive. Their strength in processing information visually can give them an improved ability to discover trends in data. People with ADHD have also been shown to be more creative thinkers, who are better at adjusting to change. Their ability to become hyper-focused on issues that interest them also means that they can achieve an understanding of the situation that is more thorough and deep than their peers. And some people with autism have been shown to have an increased focus and memory, as well as efficiency and dedication. Of course, this is not a blanket statement, and everyone is different, but these trends are interesting to note. To achieve your workplace goals and drive productive change, you need to encourage all of the voices in your team. You should recognize where skills outside of the neurotypical norm can add real value to your output, and you should encourage them in the workforce. It is not only about offering neurodivergent colleagues accommodations that they have requested, but about actively encouraging them to think of ways in which they can work more comfortably and therefore more effectively. An inclusive workplace is one in which everyone is accepted for who they are and not made to fit around a presumed norm. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Diverse Jobs Matter podcast. We hope that the information we have shared today can be of use in your journey towards a fairer and more inclusive workplace, or understanding your own affordances and needs as a neurodivergent individual. Remember to subscribe to our podcast and share this episode with others in our diverse community. Neurodiversity is something to celebrate and accommodate.